Well, would you look at that. I missed you. Believe it or not, I wanted to catch up with my little mouse. I wanted to make sure you're doing okay, because I know life is filled with shitty things. And I don't want you to be a part of my negativity. I worry about bringing it to you. No, I know it's not that I'm saying that I'm a negative person. It's just, I worry sometimes my scars run deeper. Deeper than even I realize it. I realize sometimes that's just unreasonable, but I can't stop myself from worrying. Because I want to give you the best. I don't just want to give you some kind of mediocre relationship. I want you to feel happy. I want you to feel safe. And the only way I do that is if I put in the effort, as if I do things right, as if I take care of you. I know. It's strange, isn't it? To see someone like me worrying about something like this. But it's because I love you. It's because no matter what happens in our lives, you'll never stop mattering to me. I'll never stop loving you, and I know you won't let me go and end up all alone. I'm proud to say that I understand you as a person more every day. There's no such thing as understanding someone 100%, but I'd like to get as damn close as I can. Because that way, and only that way, will I ever be able to look myself in the mirror and say that these scars, they meant something. Sure. They meant a lot of pain, a lot of regret, but I want them to mean something good, and not the scars on my heart. I don't want to be known as someone so hell-bent on revenge, on anger and hatred. I want to be a gentleman to you. I want to be a man you can look up to and wake up to whenever you go to sleep knowing you're gonna be safe. And maybe that's too much to ask sometimes because the world is, it's a terrible place with lots of hatred, lots of people who want others to suffer, and lots of people who don't like seeing happiness. They don't like seeing people have fun and happy memories. Why? Because they're jealous or because they're hateful. Maybe they're abusive. I know you've dealt with that. You've dealt with things that most people just take for granted. Nobody realizes how much you've been through, baby. But I'm going to make sure that every single scar in that body of yours, every single scar in that heart of yours, isn't for nothing. These you've assured me a million times, it's not for nothing for me. I realized so fast that I could either do this one way or the other, but I realized that if I want to be proud of myself, then living in hatred, wasting my time and things like that, that isn't going to make me happy. But making you smile, sure might. Making your situation better will definitely make me feel better. There's a million things I could say right now, but none of them want to come to my mind, to my lips, because I don't know how to put it, other than I love you so dearly. I love you so much that words cease to mean anything, because the more I find words, the more I find reasons to kiss you. Reasons to hold you in my arms. Reasons to tell you it's going to be alright. And those are what matter. The feeling, the honest feelings and truth within, the sensation of your warmth. I want to be that cozy fire, like a fireplace, right beside you, like this flame in my hand, like this. See, you can even touch it, this fire. I've learned to make a harmless one. It's partially what inspired me to come to you today. I was sick of feeling like a bad guy, and I didn't want to anymore. I wanted to look on the bright side. I wanted to see myself in some kind of positive light before I lost the ability to. And I realized, just in that moment, I can be like this flame that can't burn anything. Some might call it worthless, useless, pathetic. But others may see that it's truly what I've always wanted to be. The flame that can't hurt a fly. The flame that's just there to make people smile and feel warm, cozy, happy. I may not have much ties to family. I may not have much reason to try. But you're different. You're my one exception, little mouse. The one person that makes me feel. The one person I want to make feel. And the one person in my life I can't live without. So please, little mouse, won't you stay with me forever? I know it's a selfish request from a selfish man, but even still, I can't find anything in my heart to feel guilty about asking you, because I'm long past that. I know it's a silly question to ask. I know it was your intention from the start. I knew you would never leave me. It was a pointless question that I answered myself because I know you. But even still, my heart wavers sometimes, even where my mind knows. God, I love you. I love you, and I want you to feel that love. I want you to feel so happy. I want you to feel so safe. And I'm sick of people bullying you. I'm sick of people mistreating you, because you don't deserve that. You deserve a kiss on the forehead and a great big hug. God, it must sound so stupid coming from me, because I think I need a hug just as much as you. Because I've seen it all today. I've seen it all through this life of mine, and I just want you to know how much you mean to me. How much you've made this man feel. When he thought he couldn't anymore, you've given me a hope where none existed, and this fire is proof of that. The old me would have never taken the time to make it, to even try and make it. So you should be proud of yourself in making at least a difference in this burnt zombie's life. I actually don't mind how I look at this point, as long as you find me at least someone decent. I couldn't complain, baby. I'd want to be everything to you. And I know maybe I can't be everything all at once, but maybe I can be without giving up. Maybe I can change the world and make it a brighter place together with you. Because where one falters, two are strong. And you'll never know how much you mean to me. But I want you to feel this love, because it's real. It's real, baby. And you don't ever have to take it from anyone saying it's not. They don't understand that there's truth in every word spoken from the heart. They don't understand that even if we're separated by an impossible boundary, we'll find a way to meet again. We'll find a way to touch our hearts as one. We'll find a way to hold the other one when they least expected and most needed. That's what I believe, little mouse. That's what I believe with all my heart. And I'll never give up on you. No matter what happens, this zombie won't kick the bucket. Because I've got a whole life to enjoy with you. Now, enough of that. Come over here and let's get our mind off this and do something fun. I was thinking maybe we just lay down, look at the stars, and dream of something nice. When we're all done with that, we can cuddle each other close and savor the moment. One small little moment at a time. It's all I want. I know you want it too. Come here. And I like nuzzling you with my nose. It makes you even cuter than you already were. Mind if I hold you forever and make you smile a whole bunch more? And that's what I'll do for the rest of forever. And we'll enjoy every day, okay? Even the tough ones will find a way. Because no one can take that away from us. No one can make us stop feeling. And no one can tell us we're wrong for trying our very best to make this life, this world, a better place together. I know we can do it, my one and only baby. I just want to hold you. I just want you forever.